I'm good. Good to be back.
There we go. Hi, welcome everybody. I call to order the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting Wednesday, July 2nd at 6 p.m. We are going to get started with a roll call first, please.
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Here.
Director Cassie D?
Here.
Director Linda Austin?
Here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We are going to go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance, so please stand with me.
Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you so much. All right, now on to the agenda review. Board members, does anybody have any questions or comments, want to change anything?
Nope.
Nope, moving right along. We will now open public comment on items not appearing on this agenda. This public comment period is an invitation to members of the community to present comments, thoughts, or suggestions on matters not scheduled on this agenda. Does anybody wish to come up and speak on items not on the agenda? Seeing nobody come forward, I will now...
Right here.
Oh, go ahead.
Pete Rapucci, Oceano, California, USA. Okay, I don't know if you guys have anything to do with
this. Oh, you have to go to the microphone, please. Yes, you do.
I don't know if you guys have anything to do with this, but the walking path, idiotic. The ground is already there. You can walk on the ground. AYSO, brilliant. Put all that effort into the soccer field, not the walking path.
All right. I don't think that is under our jurisdiction, but thank you for your comments. Anybody else wish to come forward and speak?
I mean, I'm just going to readjust because this is where we want it.
Okay.
That's where we have the camera pointed.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. I will now close public comment, general public comment, and we will move on to the consent agenda. So the following routine items are the approval of warrants and the approval of meeting minutes of June 18th, 2025. I will now open public comment on the consent agenda. If anybody wishes to come forward and speak on the consent agenda, seeing nobody come forward, I will close public comment on the consent agenda and bring it back to the board.
Madam Chair, I'll move that we approve the warrants and the meeting minutes for
May 8th. Oh, sorry.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve items 5A and 5B, approval of warrants and approval of meeting minutes of June 18, 2025, as published.
We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much. Now on to our action items. We will start with item 6A, and I will just direct it right over to Jeremy Gent.
Good evening, District Administrator Jeremy Gent, and I have the privilege this evening of introducing an item recognizing our longest serving operator, Mr. Rick Jackman, who's in the audience today. I'll take a minute and talk a little bit about how I know Rick, and then I'd like to read through a resolution that the board has crafted recognizing him for his 23 years of service. Coincidentally, I started working with Rick 7 years ago today. July 2nd is my 7-year anniversary at the sanitation district. And when I got there, Rick was the longest serving operator. And to get to know a facility, those are the people you have to engage with. And so Rick was always sharing his knowledge with new hires and management, and was always willing to take people under his wing. And so Rick, I just wanna say thank you for, you know, kind of always having a smile and being more willing to yell at an inanimate object than a person. And so with that, I'll read this resolution. I will say when I've practiced this, I've gotten choked up. I don't know why. It's an emotional thing for me. I really do appreciate the service that Rick has done for this community. 23 years, serving the sanitation needs of a community is a heroic effort. So thank you, Rick. So now I'll read resolution number 2025-463, a resolution of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District Board of Directors honoring William Jackman upon his retirement. Whereas Mr. William Jackman has become the longest serving operator in district history, having served the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District for 23 years, 1 month, 14 days, beginning on March 4th, 2002, and concluding on April 18th, 2025. And whereas during his tenure and advancement, Mr. Jackman held the positions, pretty much all of them, so bear with me here, the positions of operator in training, operator one, operator two, operator three, lead operator, some of these positions we don't even have anymore, lead operator, interim shift supervisor, interim plant superintendent, and senior plant operator, which is the position he retired from. And whereas William Jackman has served the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District honorably and steadfastly, having created and maintained a safe and healthy community. And whereas the Board of Directors wishes to express its sincere appreciation for William Jackman's exceptional service, loyalty, and lasting impact on the district, his peers, and the community we serve. And whereas in recognition of service from this day forward, or until a time when this board identifies a more fitting name, the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District forklift shall be labeled and named as Mr. Jackman.
Oh, yes.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District hereby honors and commends Mr. William Rick Jackman for his outstanding service and dedication and extends its best wishes to him for a fulfilling and well-deserved retirement. And with that, I would like to arrange for some photos to be taken.
Absolutely, yes.
Shall we do a motion?
Yes.
Let's continue the item, yes.
Yeah, of course. So really quick, I would love to open up to public comment if anybody wishes to come speak.
I would just like to say thank you to the board members, to Jeremy, to Amy, Michael, Mr. Arias, everybody that I've worked with. Thank you very much. Whenever I first started in the district, what they told me was, you will not get rich, but you'll be able to pay all your bills. And that's exactly what has happened for me. I never thought that I would ever reach a point where I would actually be able to retire. And here I stand today with my bills all paid, roof over my head, electricity still on, and I still got money in my pocket. So I thank you all very much. And the other thing, I'm just
Look
wondering,
at that, that is so precious.
When are we selling it? I figured.
We actually budgeted for a new one, so we're going to label the old one and the new one. When it comes in, it'll be the new Mr. Jackman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else wish to come up and speak? I'll close public comment and bring it back to the board. For a motion, and then we can take pictures.
Madam Chair, I move that we pass, approve, and adopt the resolution.
We have a motion.
I gladly second that.
We have a motion and a second. Can I have a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassidy?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Motion carries. Wonderful. All right, let's take some photos.
We should take the picture in front of the picture of the forklift.
Yeah.
I've been doing this 20 years, and they haven't named anything after me, and never will, probably.
You gotta retire first.
I know.
Well, here, I'll let you take it again.
Yes, there we go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll stay here while you take a picture. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience. All right. All right, one more time for Mr. Jackman. All right, thank you. Any comments before we move on to our next item? No? Okay. Well, now we're moving on to item 6B on our agenda, and I will pass it over to Mr. Jeremy Jett.
Good evening. The item before you is adoption of resolution number 2025-464, authorizing issuance of USDA financing in compliance with related provisions, and resolution number 2025-465, authorizing the execution and sale of 2025 wastewater revenue certificates of participation in the maximum amount of $4,464,000 in approving related documents and actions. So the item before you is the refinancing of the interim financing that the district took on to build the redundancy project. And this $4.464 million represents low-interest loan funding that USDA is providing as a pro rata share of Oceano's contribution to the project. And with that, since we've now completed construction of the project, we can pay off our Series B that was taken out in that exact same amount, that $4.464 million, and pay that off with the low-interest USDA loan that's at 1.375% for 40 years. You will notice that the resolution attached is of a different form than you normally see with the district, and that's because it's the USDA form of resolution, and they required their format. So this will approve the installment sale agreement, a trust agreement, and the escrow agreement that allows us to pay off the 4.64 in Series B, the 4.464 in Series B loan that's due on September 1st, 2025. And so we anticipate closing on August 6th for these items. Under fiscal considerations, proceeds of the Series B 2025 certificates will be used to defease and pay off the district's outstanding 2020 Series B certificates, which were issued to provide interim financing for a portion of the redundancy project and have a final maturity of September 1st. The Series 2025 certificates will obligate the district to make semi-annual installment payments totaling approximately $147,000 annually for approximately the next 40 years. And with that, that concludes my staff report, and I'm happy to attempt to answer any questions the board may have.
All right, thank you. Any questions from our board?
No questions.
No questions?
None.
All right, well then I will open public comment on this item. If anybody wishes to come up and speak on this item, seeing nobody move forward, I will close public comment on this item and bring it back to the board for discussion and consideration.
I'm so excited we're moving forward with this. That we get to close this out and move to real financing. It's just all becoming real finally. So, Madam Chair, I would enthusiastically like to move that we adopt Resolution 2025-464, authorizing issuance of USDA financing and compliance with related provisions, and Resolution 2025-465, authorizing the execution and sale of 2025 wastewater revenue certificates of participation in the maximum amount of $4,464,000 and approving related documents and actions.
And I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. May I have a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russom?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you so much. We will now move on to item 6C, which is hold the public hearing and approve first reading of ordinance number 2025-1, authorizing increased wastewater treatment rates. And I will pass it over to Mr. Jeremy Gent.
Good evening. The item before you is we're holding our public hearing to approve our first reading of the ordinance authorizing increased wastewater treatment rates. We're recommending that the board hold the public hearing to hear and receive public comments, protests on the proposed increases of charges, and approve the first reading of the ordinance authorizing 5 years of wastewater treatment rates reflecting 9% annual rate increases effective starting September 1st, 2025. With that, I'm going to conduct a presentation, and I will start by saying we have our financial consultant, Alex Handlers from Bartle Wells & Associate, is joining us. He's on vacation on the East Coast, and we're running a hybrid meeting tonight. We don't do that a lot, so we've worked with AGP, and we're anticipating it's going to work, but we're going to find out now. I do see, I see Alex's face on the Zoom right now, so I think that's going to work fine. But so bear with me in case we have any technical glitches. On the outline, just so you know what's coming, we're going to have I'll do a brief introduction slide, and then I'll turn it over to item two for presentation of the wastewater rate study and the Prop 218 process, which Mr. Handlers will go over. And then I'll turn it back over to the chair, and we'll open the public hearing. At that point, we'll receive any protests from any individuals here this evening wishing to file a protest or listen to any public comments or concerns on the item. And then we'll bring it back and close the public hearing. We'll then pause and have the clerk assess the protests. And then the board will be welcome to, they can ask questions at any time, but turn it back over to the board for any questions and deliberation. And then assuming it passed, we'll move on to consider the approval of the first reading of the ordinance. And so with that, I'll do the introduction slide and then turn it over to Alex. So the draft study was completed on, and he'll probably repeat some of this, but was completed on May 1st, showing the need for increased rates to support ongoing operations and maintenance, fund system repairs and replacement of aging infrastructure, and support repayment of our low-interest loan from the USDA Rural Development Program. On May 7th, your board received the draft rate study and directed staff to schedule this public hearing on proposed rate increases and directed us to move forward with mailing the required notices under Proposition 218. The notices were mailed on May 16th. And now I'll turn it over to Alex, and here you go.
Great, thank you, Jeremy, and just want to double check that the audio is working.
We can hear you.
Great. Okay. And I'll try to move this relatively quickly on the next slide. I'm just going to give kind of a quick background on the district's rates and finances, talk about some of the financial challenges that you're facing, why rates are needed, and what are the results of the rate study and the next steps. Moving on to the next slide, to put the rate study in context, you know, when we look at your rates, they were last adjusted in July 1, 2019. So it's actually been 6 years and one day ago was the last time rates were adjusted. And like a lot of agencies, you faced a lot of cost increases over that time. It's nice you've been able to hold the line on rates, but you know it's been a while and now you need to start increasing to keep the rates aligned with your cost of service. When we look at how the district's rates combined with the local member agency's collection system rates, the total sewer bill for a typical single family home compares with the district member agencies with about 18 agencies out there. All the district member agencies were three of the very lowest. They were not just a little bit low, but anywhere from 35 to 50% below the regional median of the other agencies. In terms of the finances, you're financially self-supporting like many districts. You don't you don't rely on taxes and stuff. So it's really the revenues from the ratepayers that funds almost everything you do. So you have to keep your rates at adequate levels to fund all your funding needs. And the other thing I'll just mention is that legally 100% of the rate revenues have to go to fund wastewater expenses. And that's what the district does. There's not 1 cent that's spent on anything else, just so members of the public understand that. So kind of my take was looking at your finances, you know, in the past you had done some rate increases and those put the district on a much stronger financial footing. But now after 6 years, you have to start increasing rates again to keep the rates covering all the expenses. Moving on to the next slide, it just shows a history of rate going back to 2007 for a typical single family home. You can see the last 6 years, there have been no increases on the far right there. And when we look at your rates and put it in context, how much have rates increased since 2007? Well, the rates you have today equal the rates you had in 2007 had you escalated them at about 4.94% per year. So that's very good for a wastewater enterprise. Moving on to the next slide. Here's the rate survey, and you can see the district's member agencies are on the lower level there and significantly below what a lot of other agencies are charging for a typical single family home. On to the next slide. Why are rates increasing? We want to make sure everyone understands this. One is obviously, I've mentioned, you know, no rate increases over the past 6 years. the districts experienced some significant cost increases for operations. Things like electricity and chemicals have actually doubled over the last 6 years while the districts held the line on rates. And on top of that, not only do you need to catch up with the cost inflation from the last 6 years, you've also got a new redundancy project, which is, again, congratulations to the district for finishing that. But there are going to be some additional operating costs that are going to be incurred for running the redundancy project. And on top of that, you're going to be facing some additional cost escalation over the next few years. So we've assumed 3.5% cost escalation in future years as well. So cost inflation, number one. Number two is you've got that new USDA loan that you just approved. So again, congratulations to the district. 1.375% loans are not easy to come by these days. So that's going to help save the ratepayers money compared to the alternative. But it is new debt service of about $147,000 a year. And the third thing is capital improvements. You've just got a lot of aging facilities like many other agencies out there. Your treatment plant, your conveyance pipelines are roughly 60 years old. So often when you put in some of these facilities, like pipelines, they're good for many years, but at some point they start approaching the end of their useful lives. They need additional investment. So that's kind of the stage that you're in now. I know the district did a detailed five-year capital improvement program. It's about $9 million of projects over the next 5 years. And if you, on the next slide, I believe, shows a little more detail on what those projects are. The reality is the spending might not happen exactly as planned for in this five-year program, but these are things that you need to get done. And after the next 5 years are over, you're going to need some additional ongoing capital needs going on to the future. I know the district is doing a trunk sewer capacity study that may even identify some additional conveyance system projects that'll need to be done. Moving on to the next slide. For an overview of the rate study, really the key thing was updating the financial projections. We worked with district staff in prior months, try to incorporate all the latest and greatest financial information, the latest capital program and estimated future capital funding needs. And in this process, we really did try to phase in the rates as gradually as possible. We know nobody likes rate increases. And on top of that, no one likes a big rate spike to happen once every blue moon. So we try to phase it in as gradually as possible. With 9% rate increases is what the rate study was shown were needed to, you know, gradually get your rates up to where they support future balanced budgets. Moving on to the next slide. This kind of graphically shows the financial projections. The different colored stacked bars are the expenses, and the green line is the revenue. So the dark blue is the operating expenses, which escalated 3.5% a year. The light blue is the new redundancy project costs that are starting to phase in very soon. On top of that, the orange is the debt service, which is going to bump up a little bit starting in the next fiscal year. And on top of that is the capital program. And you can see the capital program exceeds the green line in some of the upcoming years. So we're assuming you're going to be drawing down fund reserves by a few million dollars, about $3.5 million is what's projected over the next 5 years. But after 5 years, the goal was really to get the rates where they are supporting balanced budgets, no more, no less, but just really funding what the district's cost of service are, including a prudent minimal amount for ongoing capital repairs and replacements. Moving on to the next slide, this kind of puts it in context. This shows the single family rates going back from 2019, where they currently are, with the 6 years of no rate increases, then with the 5 years of proposed 9% rate increases. If you put that in the longer term context, the rates with full implementation of these proposed rate increases are going to be equal to the 2019 rate, if that had been escalated at about 4.4% per year over the entire period, just to put it in context. On the next slide, showing the detail of what all the rates are for your different types of users. And just highlighting at the top is where the residential rates are, residential charges. So we highlighted that just below the 9% there on what is the impact on a single family homes or other residential connections. It equals, you know, next year, or starting September 1st, $2.29 per month. And then in the ensuing years, it's a little bit higher as the 9% keep compounding, you know, $2.50 to $3.24 per month additional charges in each of the next ensuing years. No changes, I'll just mention, are proposed to the sewer rate structure. We kind of went through that, a detailed study of the sewer rates last time and realigned the cost rates with the cost of service. So they are still aligned with the cost of service. There's no need to tinker with the rates at this stage. So these are across the board rate increases. Moving on to the next slide. We're trying to show a survey of what the rates would be next year, not only with your proposed increases, but also what the anticipated increases are for the member agencies. So again, you know, the member agency rates are on the, you know, the lower to lower middle range compared to other agencies. But I did want to mention that a number of these other agencies are in the middle of multi-year rate increases, and other ones we know need rate increases, or maybe they haven't realized it yet, but they're going to need rate increases in upcoming years. So even with these proposed rate increases, our expectation is that the district's rates, combined with the member agency's collection rates, are going to remain among the lowest out there, at least in the lower to middle range, lower middle range compared to other agencies. Moving on to the next slide, in terms of the schedules, Jeremy already mentioned this. You know, these were the similar presentation. Rates were presented to the board back in May. On May 16th, the district mailed out its Prop 218 notices more than 45 days before today's public hearing. So again, today's the first reading. If adopted, there would be a second reading on July 16th with new rates kicking in starting September 1st this year, and then on the July 1st schedule in future years, coinciding with the beginning of the fiscal year. And on the next slide, I think that concludes what I was going to cover, and I was going to turn it back over to Jeremy and the board.
So at this point, I would potentially recommend if the board has questions of Mr. Handler's presentation, you could entertain those now if you want, or wait till the end and ask those questions after you hear from the public. But it's up to you.
Before I open the public hearing?
Not at this time.
No? Okay, so I will now open the public hearing. So if anybody wishes to come up and speak on this item, please do so now. This is the time where we will receive any additional protests. After I close the public hearing, that's when we cannot receive any more protests or any more comments on this item. All right, I will close the public hearing and we will bring it back to the clerk for how many protests we have received, and if you don't mind, do you have the number of how many in the threshold we needed?
Yes, Jeremy does.
Yes.
The threshold was 7,161.
All right, and that's how many we would need for a successful protest.
Yes, that's 50 plus one.
Thank you. All right, how many did we receive?
The district received 17.
All right, thank you so much. So that protest has failed, so we will bring it back to the board for consideration on this item. Does anybody wish to start?
Consideration?
Or
comments?
Discussion, questions, discussion?
I just have comments, so I'll wait.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
My only question was the threshold, so bring it back for some discussion then, for comments.
I just want to recognize Jeremy. I had no idea it was your 7th anniversary tonight, so it's quite fitting to recognize that. Thank you. I think it's important to note, nobody, and especially nobody up here, likes to be responsible for rate increases. Not one of us, because we're the ones you all come and hunt down at Trader Joe's. And so it's not something we like to do. But I think it's appropriate and fitting to recognize that. Remember, COVID happened, and multiple years of double-digit inflation, and we did not raise rates. And that's testimony to Mr. Gent, and that's testimony for Amy, and that's testimony for we happen to have so many employees in the audience tonight, and that is just how well run this plant is. It is that simple. And so again, while nobody likes to raise rates, it is the case is quite clear, and the fact that we haven't done it in light of all of those inflationary pressures is just incredible. So for that reason, I'll be supporting this tonight.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that when people think of inflation, they think of eggs. They don't think of the, you know, the rise of cost of maintenance, of operation. And so I think it's really cut and clear, and it's a, with the gradual increase, it's a practical solution for something that is needed moving forward. So those are my comments on the item.
I agree.
Okay. All right. So then I would like to ask for a motion then. To approve.
You want me to do it, Linda?
I'll make a motion that we approve the rate increase.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russin?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, that carries. And again, thank you so much to all the staff involved with all of this. I know it's hard for us to sit up here and increase rates, but it's needed. So thank you so much. So we will now move on to item 6D, which is the district administrator report, and then I'll move it over to the plant operations report, unless you want to vice versa, whichever.
I'll take,
Hi,
take the lead. Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. The item I'm presenting today is the plant operations report. It's for the reporting period of June 1st through June 27th. During this reporting period, the district's wastewater treatment plant had no violations of its NPDES permit. Included in the report is our monthly plant data, showing all data well within our permit limitations. Operators completed a multitude of operation and maintenance tasks. We also completed a multitude of work orders. Operation staff participated in laboratory demonstration of capabilities on pH, total chlorine residual, and turbidity. During this reporting period, we had multiple callouts. Again, as we're optimizing the redundancy project process, multiple callouts are expected. And again, as we continue to optimize our process, those callouts should start to decrease. And I can report to you as of this week that number has decreased substantially. So just showing some progress. Just a report on our 2025 exceedances. Our last exceedance was February 2025, and that's due to expire August 27th. Moving on to some staff photos. In this first photo, we have operator Everardo Vargas and Robert Grajeda pressure washing the maintenance building roof. In the second photo, we have Ferguson Electric installing electrical conduit for our fixed film reactor lighting. And in these next two photos, we have operations staff preparing for a confined space entry into our secondary clarifier number 2 in preparation for startup. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Well, thank you so much for the presentation and always for the pictures. The pressure washing on the roof looks like it was needed, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it was.
There's nothing more satisfying than pressure washing.
I think we're all deep cleaning our homes right now, so this is, like, really cool. glad we got on the same page. Any questions or comments from the board?
No?
Okay. Well, thank you so much for the presentation, and thank you for all your work. All right, now on to the executive director report.
Good evening. I've got a few brief updates. A lot of it's been covered this evening. So on the redundancy project, we completed construction on June 27th officially. So that's the date that we're kind of filling out all the paperwork with. The project team's working toward our August 6th closing on the low interest loans. And then the August 29th payoff in advance of the September 1st date that it's required to be paid off. Of the Series B that I referred to in the USDA item. And then costs related to the secondary clarifier damage that was identified during construction. We're still compiling the supporting documents, and we've worked with Kennedy Jenks, And we've tracked about $9.3 million in damages, and all those, all the major costs have been identified. We're just filling out, getting final receipts from the contractor right now, and so we'll be submitting that claim in the coming days. Changes or additions will be minimal. And then additionally on the redundancy project, I've been talking about it. We've got a ribbon cutting coming on July 30th. Some invitation information's been going out, and so there'll be further details coming, but it'll be at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be there for about an hour. There'll be light refreshments, and so if you get an invitation, please stop by and join us and check it out. We'll have some fun stuff planned, nothing too crazy, but pretty standard ribbon cutting ceremony. So with that, no update on cogeneration, no plant tours. The next meeting, we are having a meeting on the 16th. One of the items will be the official acceptance of the redundancy project. That'll be a board item. And then we'll have the second reading of tonight's ordinance for the Prop 218 rate increase. And with that, that concludes my administrator's report, and I'm able to take any questions.
Thank you. Any questions from the board?
I do have a question. So I know everything's on track and everything's going well in terms of Kennedy Jenks and all of that, but do you have any kind of timeline on when that's going to settle out with the insurance company?
So on Monday, Ms. Shields and I met with Kennedy Jenks staff, who's compiling the claim, and following our meeting, they were going back to meet with their insurance carrier based on that. But to answer your question more directly, no, we don't have the timeline. That's the question that I left them with. Is I know you guys don't know the timeline either, but that's the question I'm going to be asked, so I'm going to ask it of you. Can you tell me the timeline? And they said, we'll let you know when we know anything. It could take as long as 90 days from when we submit the claim, is what they've told us in the past. Kennedy Jenks wants it completed sooner than that, so they're trying to wrap it up faster. So on the engineer, the consultant side, it's being well handled and rapidly pursued. I just don't know if an insurance company, they're going to want to hold on to $9 million as long as they can. So I'm anticipating it'll be toward the 90-day period on that.
Have you ever seen the Will Ferrell "Give Me My Rent" thing from iFunny?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that's, yeah, with the kid.
Yeah, yeah. With Pearl.
We'll send it to you later.
Yeah, okay. We'll send it to you. And then I suppose I could put this under comments, but because it's on upcoming meetings, I just wanted to say thank you to Ms. Eileen, that I'm not going to be here at the next meeting when we accept the project. So I just wanted to say you have been absolutely professional, fantastic, reliable, clear, concise, just everything we would want. And I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you, since I'm not going to be here at the time than when we would normally do that. So thank you for that.
Oh. Thank you. I really appreciate the acknowledgement. And I did go back and watch the previous meeting and that item. I'm forgetting now which item it was, but the acknowledgement that you guys offered at the last meeting was really appreciated. It doesn't happen a lot. I get, you know, thank yous from staff and all that here and there, and that's really nice. So I really appreciate that, and I did want to, I was just kind of like sitting on my hands with the last question and discussion. We are trying to do whatever we can to keep the pressure on for the claim, and one of those things is tracking, you know, the district's essentially loaned the money and fronted the money for these repairs, and so we are tracking the lost interest that would have been obtained on those reserves that were utilized for the secondary clarifier damage and rehab. And we've been noting in communications that have been going over to them that we'll continue tracking those costs and submitting those costs until the claim is paid. So it's not in the millions of dollars, but it does start to add up month mm-hmm. by month.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Gent? No? Okay, well then I will bring it to, thank you so much for your updates, and I'll bring it for board member communications. Did you have anything else to add?
No?
I just want to say thank you. I see all the employees here, so I just want to say thank you to all you guys. You work so well together, and you come here to support your Rick Jackman. So I just think that's really nice to sit here and have such a nice group of people that work so well together and do such a great job. So I really appreciate it, all of you guys. Thank you.
And I just want to say congratulations on the retirement. Congratulations on 7 years. And welcome back, Linda. We really missed you. Shirley is amazing, but we really missed you too. So thank you for being back. And that was it for me. So anything else before we adjourn? No? Okay, so we will adjourn, and the next regularly scheduled board meeting is July 16th, 2025, 6 p.m. back here. So we will see you then.